Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We have a really good episode for you guys, and you're going to get some gold nuggets of wisdom and knowledge about emotional incest and about disordered bonding that we do with our major caregivers in childhood. And the title of our episode today is called Uninvited: How to Escape Toxic Bonding. And you know what? You can't escape it in childhood. It is done to you somewhat unconsciously by major caregivers who are part of a disordered, dysfunctional, or addicted system. Okay. And if you are a child being reared in one of these systems, you will come to find that the major caregivers are going to need you as much, sometimes more, as you need and depend on them. And this is dysfunctional, okay? Ideally, almost never happens, but ideally, you are birthed into a functional, fully actualized system where the child can be fully dependent on the major caregivers, on the parents to meet their needs, to attune to them, and to make repairs when there are inevitably traumas that occur. Okay. Because, like, we're going to have traumas in any family system, in any childhood, right? I mean, we're humans and we're living on planet Earth. So these things are going to happen. But in those systems, those healthy functional systems, when there is a repair, I mean, when there is a wound, okay. When there's a wound, there is a repair that follows. Does that make sense? When there is a wound, there is a repair because you have attentive, attuned major caregivers who can see that something is off. And it might not be off between the two of you. It might just be that you come home from school, something has happened there that you may or may not feel safe or comfortable sharing with them, but they look at you, they attune to you, and they say, hey, what's going on? Did something happen at school today? You know, that is so important because we will all have trauma, but that does not mean that we will all be traumatized, okay? Because trauma is not about the event. It is about the way we respond to it. It's about the messages that we receive from it. It's about the negative core beliefs that ensue as a result of it, okay? It's not the event. And so when you come home to this healthy, functional, you know, actualized system, they're able to hold space for you. They're able to see you. They're able to hear you. They're able to attune to you. And they are able to hold space in this huge way that allows for healing. Okay. Now, that is in comparison to an addicted or dysfunctional family system, where you've had this, you know, bullying incident at school, we'll say. We'll use this as an example. You've been bullied, you've been harassed, you've been terrorized by these two individuals, and you come home and you know that you're about to go into a space where your needs can't be met. So you're just looking to walk through the door without more wounding. Okay. So you step in, you take the temperature. Is dad home yet? Is mom here? What's the mood? What does it feel like? What does it look like? What does it sound like? Is it Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday? Because I know that on Wednesday, so-and-so is coming over. You know, it is a very different experience. And what you start to try to do is to make it okay for them so you can be safe. Okay? And this is how codependency starts to develop, by the way. And we talk a lot about codependency when we talk about sex and love addiction, because it is almost a required recipe. It is part of it. As people heal and recover from sex and love addiction, codependency really does rise to the surface, and then it gets the attention it deserves. So we must talk about codependency when we talk about sex and love addiction and the family systems that we grew up in. Okay. And so that's where the codependency starts. It's like, I need to make things okay for this person because I depend on them. If they're not okay, then I'm unsafe. And so it becomes so much about meeting their needs so that your anxiety can go down, so that your needs can be met. Let me make sure that mom and dad are paying the bills because I know how it feels not to have food on the table. You know, let me make sure that, you know, I'm tucking, you know, dad in at night after he's had too much to drink, because if he doesn't get to work tomorrow, I know how stressed mom is going to be. You know, these are the types of things that happen in addicted and dysfunctional family systems. All right. And as a result of this, almost inevitably, what is going to happen is as one of these major caregivers starts to depend on you as much, if not more, than you depend on them, there starts to become this emotional incest that takes place. I know a lot of people do not like this phrase. They do not like this term, and it is very in your face, okay? But it is in your face on purpose to understand that when you are put in the position of being a surrogate spouse for one of your major caregivers, this is emotional incest, and it really messes with your arousal templates as you are developing into this beautiful sexual being, okay? And so in sex and love addiction, we've got to look at this. We have to look at emotional incest. We have to look at, oh my gosh, the need in adulthood to emotionally emancipate yourself from that surrogate partner that you have in either mom or dad. Okay. And so how do you start to pick up on this? It is often called triangulation. It's often called enmeshment. It is often called, you know, emotional incest. Toxic bonding is the term that I like to use. You know, it's all of these things, and all of those are a little bit different in definition, but they can happen all at the same time when, again, there is a need, okay, that the parent has, that you are now bound by rules of engagement in that system to meet. That is now your role. So go back to the dad that's passed out on the couch that you're covering up. You might not be covering him up to help him. You're covering him up to help mom, because you are now the surrogate spouse of mom. If mom has an emotional need, do you think addicted dad is going to meet those needs? No, you are. You might be the eldest child in this family who is now responsible for the emotional needs of mom. Maybe some other needs of mom. Maybe you're meeting some financial needs for mom. Maybe you're 15 years old and you're already out there working, okay? And maybe you're also packing some lunches for your siblings. Maybe you are, you know, doing things that a child or an adolescent should never be responsible to do. But you definitely realize that your emotions hinge on mom's mood. Okay. And you know that you maybe you're the favorite. You are the go-to. So I need you to understand that there is secondary gain. There is a reason that this becomes so addictive and a role that people are willing to play. There is a reason that our anger and rage doesn't show up until adulthood. And it's because there is that secondary gain of, you know, you might feel like you're the favorite. You might feel like you're the chosen. You might feel like you're important. You know, you might feel needed, you know, which is how you feel in codependency. It's like, yeah, if I'm needed, I'm important, right? And so there is the secondary gain. There is definitely something that you are getting in return from your major caregiver by meeting their needs. Okay. So you can see how this develops. But over time, you can also see maybe you start dating. Maybe there's a love interest and you can start to see maybe some judgment or some resentment to come up in your mother as a result of this. Maybe there's even some competition, right? And that is the result of the emotional incest because her fear is who's going to meet my needs now? You know, if you're in another relationship, what's going to happen to me? Am I now going to have to, you know, deal with your father on my own? You know, like that is, those are the things that start to come up in this family system. And this happens all the time, most often with opposite sex parents, but it can, please hear me say, it can also happen with same sex parents. In this type of triangulation, when this emotional incest is occurring, what happens though is the other parent starts to build resentments and you start to feel that weight. You start to feel like there's a separation between you and that other parent. Because if you're meeting the needs of your surrogate spouse, if you're meeting the needs of mom, then what role does dad play? And is dad now feeling somewhat, you know, jealous? Yeah, probably. And do you feel those emotions? Absolutely, you do. Okay. So it's not just problematic between you and that surrogate spouse, but also the other parent and the whole family system. It becomes a problem. Okay. And that goes on all the way in through adulthood, where typically we, the therapists, get to work with you. And our job is really to identify this, shine a light on it, be brave and courageous enough to look at it because it is very, very uncomfortable. And because you have to look at the secondary gain that was received, you have to look at how scary it is to set boundaries, you have to look at this as, you know, really important, if not vital and essential to your recovery process. And it's just super important and uncomfortable work as recovery is. But I had to bring it up in this podcast so that you could better understand how emotional incest and disordered bonding can mess with your arousal templates. It can cause codependency. It can really be the underlying issues and fuel for your sexual acting out. Okay. And I feel like we can go a little bit deeper into that and will in more episodes, but understand that this can be the fuel for eroticized rage. This can be the fuel for like how you view members of the opposite sex. This can be a way that you act out anger, hate, resentment. This is a way that you can try, you know, sexually acting out is a way that you can start to feel powerful and in control and, you know, dominating. And this is so unhealthy and it takes you so far away from your true sexual identity, your true sexual self. And it keeps you from any type of emotional connection or intimacy. And so like, that's why we have to look at it. It is a big part of both sex and love addictions. So looking at toxic bonding is something that you will absolutely need to do. And I really recommend that you look at Ken Adams' work. You know, if this is something that's like bells and whistles are going off, you're like, okay, like Absolutely. I grew up in an addicted or dysfunctional family system. Absolutely. I was emotionally incested by, you know, one of my major caregivers. Absolutely. I can see the dysfunction that this has played in my sexual development. Look up Ken Adams' work, because I think he does a great job in looking at that, the history, and then also looking at the steps to take towards emotional emancipation from those major caregivers in adulthood and as you move into sexual sobriety. All right, guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And if this episode was interesting to you, please share it with someone else who might be interested as well. Share it with your 12-step program. Share it in your meetings. Share it with your therapist. Share, like, and review, because it really means a lot to us at the Direct Impact Podcast. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too, with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works, to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.